B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll have Hardy back with us momentarily. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get to Hardy in a moment, but we put together nine things, though, from the show. From this very show. Nine things. You think that was a lot? There are actually people complaining that there were things left out.
Yeah.
I mean,
some people
want
12.
I think that's sort of fun. Like when you have nine things and you're limited to those nine things, you don't get to pick everything under the sun. You're given a set of options.
Yeah.
And
makes you appreciate the others.
Yeah. You've got to pick from the options that are given to you. And the options that we gave from this very show in a grid of nine items, your favorites. Take the favorites. It includes White. Hardy is back now. Hi, Hardy.
I am back. Hi.
Glad to have you back. The nine things that we put together, and it's on our Twitter page, Zoe and Bertrand on Twitter. It is, from top left corner, Ken and Lowell, Fake Promo Fridays, Shark Talk, Read and React, Josie at noon on Fridays, Easy Lover at noon on Thursdays, The Football Card on Fridays during football season, Today's Takeaways, and The Sounds of Sunday.
Huh.
Those are the nine things that we have included. So what would you take, Zoe?
Oh, God, this is hard. Those are some good ones. I would take the first three right away, right out the bat. But I'd go Sounds of Sunday. Shark
okay.
Talk.
Okay.
Shark Talk. I'm not picking a song. Come on. Read and React.
Yeah, I would say I'm 2, 3, 4. Fake Promo Fridays, Shark
yeah,
Talk,
like
Read
that
and
too.
React.
2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Okay.
I could go fake. You could talk me out of Sharks to get me into Fake Promos because it's a funny, you get a real inside look at what our show really is.
It's a fascinating snapshot of what's going on, not only on this show, but in America right now. The answer's all over the board. I thought for sure that many people would vote as I did. Number one, Ken and Lowell. Absolutely. I'm keeping Ken and Lowell. I am keeping Fake
he's
Promo
melted,
Fridays.
He's melted in a little bit lately.
I'm keeping Fake Promo Fridays and Sounds of Sunday. I go 1, 2, 9. But
what the hell's Derek?
The answers are all over the board. And I cannot believe where the standings are right now, Beetle. It is, in a word, shocking, sir.
Oh.
I am shocked at
look how happy you are, Hardy.
The results tabulated so far. And again, voting will remain open for the rest of time. But we can only tell you what we have right now. And you will be shocked, I guarantee it.
Hardy was so happy when Josie was played that time, too. Just sitting there smiling, the big pearly whites.
Yeah, but do it. You could, if we had to get rid of it on our show right now, we couldn't play Josie at noon on Fridays anymore. Would you be okay?
That's just a quick in and out song. Right. No, we have good content in those other two segments.
I mean, it's not about being okay, because there are obviously more than three things in there that you'd say, well, that would suck if we couldn't have that.
Of course. Of course.
Would you pick Louth? Would Louth pick?
I'm biased to the football segments. I'm going Sounds of Sunday, Read and React. The third one's tough.
Sounds of Sunday, Read and React. And you're really
I like
having
the
an
fake
issue.
Promos. Fake promos will be third for me.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You got a nice balance in there. I like that. I'm going 3, 4, 5. Like a great lineup. Right in the middle of the order, baby. 3, 4, 5. I think that those are.
Which are?
Shark Talk, Read and React, and Fake Promos.
Shark Talk can get us through a whole summer.
Shark? No, it really can't.
No, those son of bitches, they keep coming back.
No, it definitely can. I mean, do you not remember the summer months? Hardy, we can't do without the Shark Talk. We can't.
I predicted an attack.
I mean, we could do trail cam talk instead. We could do bear talk. We could do lots of other talk.
No. All right, so let's get to the – you have the numbers in front of you already?
Yes. These are the early results. Yeah. Again, you know, it's just trending this way. These aren't final. Okay. Nobody has conceded of, you know, defeat yet. No one is claiming victory. But we'll go in ascending order, okay?
Okay.
The least voted on thing that people want to keep, Easy Lover.
Okay, of the nine things, Easy Lover is down the list.
It's a song. It's a
easy
song.
Easy Lover. To me, this is shocking. The second least voted for item, today's takeaways.
Interesting. Maybe that's got to go.
Maybe we need this to rethink one, that.
This one does not surprise me since we don't often think about our picks until we're actually making them. The football card.
That thing could go away.
Every Friday, we all pick a game. We yell at Tom for picking college games.
That's true.
Josie is coming in as the fourth least amount of votes.
So that's bottom half still.
That's the bottom half. Now we're right in the middle, right dead in the middle. There are two.
Okay.
Ken and Lowell and Read and React. I thought Ken and Lowell was a dead lock for a top three.
It's gotten lazy.
It's tied in the middle. Read and React and Ken and Lowell.
All right.
To your point, Beetle, as we get into the top three, Shark Talk.
There it is, baby. Of course.
Is currently third place in the voting right now.
Love it.
Which leads only two, and they're only separated by one vote. Who do you think got more votes, Sounds of Sunday or Fake Promo Friday?
I would say Fake Promos would do better.
So would I. Sounds of Sunday is the leading vote getter right now. I told you, it's shocking, gentlemen.
No, it's your production, buddy.
That is shocking.
It's your production. You get something new all the time.
You know what it is? It's got to be the song. The song at the beginning.
You want to get in the pocket.
Right? It's got a lot of production value to it. I get it.
But you know, Jim and Tom, they dig through. They find really good sound, too.
That is the one true segment that all five of us have to work on. All five of us work on that segment. I like that. I like that as number one.
What is
what do I do in that? What do I do?
You guys react to the sound. You guys keep it going. You guys react.
Well, that doesn't count as work.
Keep it going, right.
The entertainment value. You guys are the entertainment value.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, so you've seen a bunch of these top, and we'll keep that going. Keep sending us your responses on Twitter, and maybe we'll have another update.
Might have an upset. You never know.
Send us your responses. Send us your top three. At Owen Bertrand on Twitter is where you go. You can see it, and you can make a contribution yourself. We've got a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, Hardy put one out. Hardy put one out with the Sports Hub people on it. Landy's sitting in there. I see he's sitting in there. He didn't even pick me. Like three people you hang out with. He picked you, Beetle.
Yeah, that's very nice of him.
There wasn't any specification on that, was it? It was just pick three.
Pick three.
It wasn't saying like pick three you want to hang out with.
And he picked Jones. He wants to put him in the back of his car like McLovin.
Love Jones.
Just ride around with him. Let's go shoot some signs.
We have movie options. We also have fast food and candy bar options.
I like those.
Can we do the fast food one, please?
Yes. Fast food has nine options. They are Taco Bell, Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Subway, McDonald's, Arby's, Wendy's, Panda Express.
Easy.
Now, Jim said this one was not interesting because it was too easy, and I disagree with one of his three picks. Jim, what are your three picks? Pick three out of those nine, Jim. What are they?
The chicken, I went Chick-fil-A. The Mexican, I went Taco Bell. And the burgers, I went Wendy's.
Okay, but that's assuming that you want to pick in various categories.
Which I did, yeah.
Right, but that doesn't mean it's easy.
I disagree because with two of
it was easy for me.
How do I not pick Subway?
Yeah, Zoe does love Subway. Oh, he does. God. He loves Subway.
My kid pounds it. You know what? I'm going to – Jesus. Because I picked Popeyes and Chick-fil-A and Wendy's.
Wendy's, do you have a Popeyes
a
near you?
Menu. Oh, yeah. We have one 3 miles away.
Oh, no kidding. I feel like those aren't abundant around here.
And I love Chick-fil-A. The Popeye's chicken sandwich kicks its ass. Kicks Chick-fil-A's ass.
I haven't had one, but I'm not picking one of these restaurants like Jim is just for a chicken sandwich.
Just because he wants Mexican food.
No, here's what I'll do. Taco Bell. I think a lot of people are picking Taco Bell because, you know, it's unique, right? It's unique. I'll take Taco Bell for quality control, just for consistency. I'm not saying it's the best and not saying it's the worst. I'm saying you know what you get every single time McDonald's. It's the same. The Coke is the same. The burgers are the same.
The fries
are the same. And you get breakfast. The breakfast at McDonald's is legit.
So here's a question I have, Hardy. Is anyone – so, Zoe, who are your three? Just to recap.
It's Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, and Wendy's. The Wendy's menu is phenomenal.
So here's the thing. I'm surprised by that because I would guess that 90% of the people who choose off this list are going to take McDonald's as part of their three.
I'm like Hardy. I like McDonald's because of the standards. It's all the French fries are always the same. I love the Big Mac. But the selection of sandwiches that Wendy's has and the multiple burgers, the Baconator.
No. They weren't
your pick. I love the single.
They weren't your pick.
Oh, I picked Wendy's.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
Yeah. My apology. No, I love Wendy's. Good chicken, good fish, everything.
And by the way, for my third, I'm going Taco Bell, McDonald's, Arby's. I do love an Arby's. Yep.
We just don't have them.
I know. Curly fries, beef and cheddar, what you talking about?
I think I've been to an Arby's maybe once in my life.
I did it at a rest stop.
You may not know, this, Beetle, but they have the meats. So
they have the meats.
They do. They do have the
meats. So I would go Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Wendy's is what I would do. They're all very similar.
A lot of Wendy's love. Very nice.
They're all very similar.
Yeah.
But they'd all be in the mix.
Wendy's puts out good product, man.
All right.
You know what? Real quick, you know what I like about Wendy's, too? They got them automatic soda machines. We just touch it. It's just the big one round thing, and they have pump ketchup, so unlimited ketchup in a cup. I don't have to deal with packets and people touching packets and me trying to rip them open.
Those automatic pumps might be going away the way things are going around here.
God.
I
disagree. It could impact your ketchup supply.
I disagree with Panda Express being on this list. I feel that borders on fine dining. That doesn't belong in a.
Well, you have to go to like a Chipotle. You have to go to like a food court.
Right.
Oh, my God. You sit down. You need utensils to eat it.
All right. Is there a standalone Panda Express, though? Does that exist?
At the Minnesota Mall, the Mall America.
No, that's a mall. That's a mall.
Oh.
I'm talking, can you drive through a neighborhood and they're like, there's a Panda Express on the corner?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they have one in my mom and dad's community.
Like McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
I've only seen them in malls or strip malls or airports.
Let me ask you this.
No, ask it on the other side. We're running behind. Right. Ask it on the other side. We've got others, including a couple of movie ones. One that I know Zoe would like, which features
Goodfellas.
Movies with Will Ferrell is a common one.
That's a tough one.
That's a hard one. And then there's a random 9 movies we'll get to next as well. Don't go anywhere.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got it now. It's all right. Little ham and eggs coming at you. Hold on, people. Hope you got your griddles.
What is this?
I hear it now.
It's a jazz flute.
That's baby-making music. That's what that is.
I thought this was an actual song for a minute. I was like, wait, what is this? That's him playing the jazz flute. Write-in votes, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
On our stuff. Those are in Slack.
For the pick three for the Zolak and Bertrand features. You can only pick three. Sounds of Sunday, Shark Talk, Ken and Lowell. There are some write-ins.
So this is the also receiving votes category.
Yes. Yes. Would you like to hear them or do you have
to? Yeah, let's hear it. Let's go.
All right. Receiving one write-in vote, tweets from training camp.
Interesting. I would not expect that to be on the list.
Only receiving one write-in vote, but again, people weren't thinking of it. It wasn't there as one of the options. Why they were stupid.
Some of those were really good, and then some days you'd play teams that really didn't screw up. And
I've been meaning to have a conversation with you guys about that. I actually thought about that segment the other day.
Well,
why? Because Brady's gone?
Yeah.
We may not have as much opportunity for that segment coming up.
Well, when you lose more games, I think it becomes a problem.
Exactly. Receiving two write-in votes, D Derek in Foxborough.
Yes.
Two.
I get that. That I understand. It's recent. It was electric, and the people love it, and they want more of it, Derek. So if you're out there, send us more material.
And the leader in write-in votes, roll with the changes.
Oh, that's a good one. We don't do it a lot, but it's good when it happens.
Yeah, that's good.
We don't wear that thing out. That ain't no Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, that's a treat. We keep that one locked down, Zoe.
You got to fill it.
Yeah, Josh, can't do it right now either. Being
Josh Fowler wants to know, what about Dan's dates?
Oh, didn't make the list.
Dan mills it in sometimes.
Didn't even get a write-in.
Not that good, fellas. No, sorry.
Didn't even get a write-in. 617-779-0985. All right, so you played the jazz flute there from Anchorman. There's nine movies you could pick from. Oh, you got to keep three when it comes to Will Ferrell movies.
This I struggle with this one more than any other one.
Really?
I don't know what to do.
For me, it's easy, and you guys are going to hate. Okay, you guys are going to hate that I don't keep one of them in there, but I don't care.
Okay, so let's list off the movies here.
Okay, The Other Guys.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you have. You've seen that. The one with Wahlberg?
Nope.
You've never seen that? Billy Lanny has seen that. Is Lanny still in the studio? Lanny, you back there? Throw that camera in. Lanny's seen that movie. We used to talk about that movie all the time.
What's the one he does with Wahlberg, the Christmas one?
No,
I just asked Lanny the same question. It's Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home too.
The one with Wahlberg where they play cops and they're always playing Little River Band together. It's not great, but it's got some funny moments.
And Daddy's Home, it has moments, but I don't think it belongs here either.
So they are the nine. The Other Guys, Step Brothers, Semi-Pro, Anchorman, Blades of Glory, Talladega Nights, Old School, Kicking and Screaming, and Elf. Zoe loves Elf. Oh, my God. I don't know anyone that loves that movie more than Scott Zolak.
Elf's in the top three.
Well, I know what Zoe's uniqueness are. Zoe is Elf, Talladega Nights, and Old School.
No, Step Brothers.
All right.
Step Brothers, Talladega Nights.
I figured that would be the one that would piss you guys off that I don't have Step Brothers on my list.
Well, that's okay. There's a couple good ones in there.
Your list is wrong. I immediately reject The Other Guys and Kicking and Screaming being on this list. Kicking and Screaming is, I tried watching it because it's Will Ferrell, and Robert Duvall's in that too, right?
Yeah, he plays like the grandfather or something, right?
Yeah, it's unwatchable. You can't watch it.
Blades of Glory is a stupid movie. Just the whole stupid setting.
It's just dumb. It makes me laugh, but it's not
on
my
list.
Not that
Elf is smart.
No. Yeah. I haven't seen Semi-Pro enough.
That's dumb.
All right. Step Brothers, that's in. That's absolutely in. I think after that, it's...
Talladega Nights kind of made him. That's his big one. Or Old School. I mean, you can flip a quarter. You can interchange those.
I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm doing Step Brothers, Old School, and Anchorman.
I am going Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Old School.
I laughed at Anchorman, but it never really hooked me in. I thought,
I love Anchorman. It's a great movie. Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Old School. If you had to take one, what's your one? This is out of those nine.
It's Step Brothers.
Yeah. So
I mean, Old School is...
Old School is probably
the best movie out of all of them. You might get more laughs from Anchorman or Talladega Nights, but I think Old School... I mean, it's Vince Vaughn, and you got one of the Wilsons in there. There's some good stuff in there. But I'll take Step Brothers. Step Brothers is the one that I've laughed at.
Eating a white dog poo and Nuts on a Drum Set. That takes it.
That's cinema, is what that is. You know,
I agree.
The rest of these are movies. Step Brothers is a film, okay?
Old School, which came out 17 years ago.
Mitchapalooza.
Wow. That feel like 17 years ago?
Yeah, it does.
I'm thinking about more stuff
Speaker
from
City,
old school
baby.
Right now.
Yeah, Speaker City.
Speaker City.
It's Old School, Anchorman, Step Brothers. Yep, that's it. I got my three. I was struggling.
Paul's in Abington with a question for Zoe. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Enjoy the topics today. But I'm just curious. I understand fast food and everything, but I always have a hard time understanding why – Subway is on there. And I only say that because you can go to go to any sub shop and get a sub there. But I'm just curious, how does Subway get on the list?
Because the bread is fresh. The way that they cut the bread, the top, you know, where they kind of open it up top, you could have any condiment that you want. You got to pay extra for the bacon in that.
It's a good point.
I like the option that you could bake it.
It's a good point. It's a good point because you can go into any sub shop and get a sub, but you can only get a hamburger at Burger King. So that's why one is on there and not the other.
Subway's good, though. My kid loves it.
Subway and Panda Express are the two that probably don't fit with the others.
I agree. Where's the best sub you ever had? You know, like best sub going. You get it from a Subway or your local sub shop?
Jersey Mike's.
That again is a chain. That is a large chain.
I'm not a big sub guy. I think the meatball sub at Subway is one of the best things going, but I don't go there a ton.
Hey Jim.
So somebody suggested on the phones that we take one out and add DQ to the mix. That changes the whole equation.
Oh boy.
No comment. I put DQ in there for Taco Bell in my top nine. I'm a Taco Bell guy.
I understand.
I don't like the bag it comes in. I don't. You know, there's no. You know, it's a plastic bag. It's a plastic bag, and then all the food's wrapped up in like paper. Like there's no substance to it.
What about
McDonald's?
KFC?
You get the. I love the Wendy's white bag. Love it.
What about KFC's though?
Jesus. How's KFC now? Who the hell made this list?
So, that's the point. You have nine things to choose from.
This list is from Barstools, though. I think that's where we got this list from.
Is that where this list is from? We've got Will Ferrell.
Jim, you can mess some chicken up. You can mess some chicken up, Jim. How many pieces do you think you can eat, seriously, from KFC on a good day?
It's got to be original.
Totally original, and you could go all dark meat if you want, dude. Could you crush a bucket?
Pick three quickly. Ready?
Yeah.
City of God, Goodfellas, Pulp Fiction, Scarface, Training Day, The Usual Suspects, Snatch, Ocean's 11, and one. What's the Batman movie in here?
Dark Knight.
It's Dark Knight. Okay, I couldn't see the title in that one.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know what the commonality is here between these movies. I already know what I'm picking. Goodfellas, Scarface. And then I have a really hard problem picking between Pulp Fiction and Training Day because I like both of them a lot. I think I'm going to go with Pulp Fiction, though. Pulp Fiction, Scarface, Goodfellas.
Ocean's 11 is pretty entertaining.
Ocean's 11 is really entertaining.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't like the other ones.
The Usual Suspects is fantastic.
You don't like Goodfellas, though? Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas is number. Everyone's got Goodfellas.
Yeah, so you got to pick two more.
You got to pick two. Two out of the rest.
Oh, God. Goodfellas, Scarface, Ocean's 11.
I think I'm Pulp Fiction Training Day.
We could do.
Yeah, I was struggling with those two.
Yeah. Godfather 1, Godfather 2.
I really never need to see Scarface again.
Donnie Brasco. Mickey Blue Eyes.
I've seen it so many times.
I know.
617-779-0985. We got one more segment of your calls. Fake promos are coming up at 150.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The phone number for you.
Almost heard the takeaway thing.
All the rage. The what?
Almost went. Fake promos brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I thought it was last segment.
Not there yet.
Because Jim just talked in our ear about it. That's why.
Candy selections. Sour Patch. Reese's Cups. Skittles, Milky Way, Gummy Bears, Snickers, Twix, M&M's, and Sour Patch Kids.
You could take Milky Way.
Wait,
you could take Three Musketeers,
wait,
throw
wait,
them
wait.
On a roof.
Hold on. Sour Patch Kids 1 is the normal kind. Sour Patch Kids number 9 is the watermelon ones.
Yeah, who put the this list sucks.
A child
four-year-old,
put this one
four-year-old.
Together.
Yeah. Stupid. So just take the Snickers, take the Twix, and take the Reese's, and just see you later.
Reese's is in my list, as is Twix.
You're not a Snickers guy, Beetle.
I didn't say that. I said that those two are on my list. Mm. Picking number 3, very difficult. Very difficult.
I tell you what, though. You can take that Reese's and just hold on to it because I prefer the Reese's seasonal items. Like the
eggs.
The mini cross-section of eggs that are out right now.
Yeah.
Got a bag in my refrigerator this time of year at all times. You know, grab one of those every... you know, once a day, every other day or something.
You mean like these?
Well, I can't see.
I have them right here.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Those. Yes. Those are better than the cups, as are the trees, the Valentine's hearts, the pumpkins at Halloween. So you can even keep their – I'll go Snickers, Twix, Skittles. I do enjoy a Skittle.
Disgusting. Who bought Peeps? Gross.
Peeps.
The hell are you gonna do with this?
I would say I'd probably pick the Skittles to balance out the chocolate versus the sweet, you know, sugary candies. You know,
yeah.
Like the fruity candies, if you will.
Right, I tell you what, you can take regular M&Ms and throw them off a cliff.
Yeah,
I'll eat a peanut M&M all day, but just regular M&Ms
or a peanut butter M&M. Yeah. You have the peanut butter M&Ms, Hardy?
Yeah,
pretty damn good.
They're all right.
Did you say Reese's Pieces?
No, that was not on the list. Okay. Reese's Cups.
I'd take a Reese's Pieces.
Put it on the screen for Zoe if we could, so he can see, he can visualize what it is.
I got my three. I think it's a waste of time. Three Musketeers or Milky Way, that just a nougat bar. Hey, just give me a bar with nougat. Yeah, don't put any caramel. Don't put any nuts in there. Don't put any cookies in there. Same thing with M&M's. Just like a waste of time. Hard candy chill. Sour Patch. Like, ugh. Disgusting. Skittles, pretty good.
Yeah, I've never had anything to do with any of those sour candies. I think.
Yeah, the gummy. I don't want a gum and it rips my
teeth
out.
Who are the people that are like, oh, I couldn't do without gummy bears? Really?
I couldn't do without a Hasbro gummy bear.
You couldn't do without gummy bears?
Not Hasbro.
Not Hasbro.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it said Hasbro.
Nope, Hasbro makes toys.
Okay.
Paul's in the car today. Paul.
So now that you're talking about candy bars and everything else like that, now I'm starting to get a little bit hungry and everything else, get a little chocolate craving going on here. But what about that? What's that one called? What do you call it?
Whatchamacallit?
There you go.
That's right. What's right? The name. What name?
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit?
What name?
You forgot the name. Beetle doesn't remember that commercial.
No, I do. I just...
I thought
there was going to be a take there, not a joke or reference to an old commercial. That's
a pretty filling candy bar. Whatchamacallit?
Yeah, 100 grand bar. Put a 100 grand bar on there, and then,
then we can
start
to
have a conversation.
That's at Halloween. This could get rekindled too at Halloween because you get a real big size 100 grand. Is it 100 grand? Yeah, 100 grand bar.
Yeah,
that'll fill you up.
Put a Baby Ruth in there too.
Yep. Again, it's about picking from the choices you are presented.
Well,
and that's
what
it comes down to.
I don't like the choices, Beetle.
Let's go to Donnell in the car. Donnell.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that Mike and Ike's is the greatest candy of all time. Thanks, guys.
Again, not on the list, so why do I care?
Mike and Ike's fruit?
Forget it. No one knows how to do
theater.
The activity.
Pretty
forget
good
it.
In the movie theater. I like them improvising, though. They could have call-ins.
People are allowed to call in a call-in talk show, Beetle. It's okay.
Hey, we had write-ins for stuff from our show.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Hey. You're willing to consider those.
Yeah, do you want to do nothing but calls on the things that people are pissed about not making the top 9?
Sure.
Great. Do it. Hardy, what time you turn on the box?
Got a strict schedule today.
What time you turn on the box tomorrow to host a weekend show on that?
I'll do that. If I can host an entire weekend show just talking about pick threes, yeah, I'll absolutely do that.
Did that come?
Careful what you wish for.
We do have two more write-ins for the By the way, Sounds of Sunday is kind of running away with this.
Of course it is.
Wow, impressive.
And two more write-ins, Lee and Quincy, and Monster Mash Headlines.
Yeah, really? That's once a year. That doesn't
that's,
count.
That's time. That's timely. That's Halloween.
It's once a year. That doesn't count.
It's like playing play the Who Man song. Yeah.
You're allowed to tweet in on a talk show, Hardy. I mean, you can't shoot down Monster Mash headlines.
Real quick.
If someone thinks it's the greatest thing we do, they should be allowed to say that and express that opinion.
I'm sorry. So, I'm sorry.
Don't be so dismissive.
Shaughnessy must have a burner account because somebody just tweeted, what about the Skybar?
I gave him Skybars.
Yeah. Greatest candy ever. Yeah.
Greatest candy ever.
Skybar. Hey, somebody tweeted in.
What's going to happen? Necco going out of business. What's going to happen?
The sneakiest good outlier was Papa Gino's, the hot dog at Papa Gino's.
What?
And he's right on this. They grill the hot dog. And
it's got experience
Hardy,
in this.
Hardy, it's a foot long. And they butter the bun and they do it like a grilled cheese. But the hot dog at Papa Gino's, sneaky damn good. And they wrote that in.
Holy crap. I just now noticed that you have your golf clubs in the background. Have you had those there all day?
2 days. You put them there yesterday.
I didn't move them since yesterday. What do you want me to do?
I haven't even seen them until now.
You haven't?
No,
we talked about him yesterday.
Yesterday we talk about golf while you and I are yelling at each other. Zoe goes and gets his clubs.
Yeah, the guy from Sharon wants to give me new clubs. I got new clubs. I got new clubs everywhere. Got my name on him and everything.
I literally didn't know what he was talking about because I thought he was confusing you with me. Oh,
right. I thought no. He saw my bag in the back. He said you need some new clubs. I don't.
Oh my God. The staff bag for a guy.
That's
who never
plays. We talked about it's just like, how am I going to walk a course with this?
No, you can't.
That thing's nice.
Kill yourself.
Big. Be Beetle caddy for me.
This is when this coronavirus thing is really going to hit me. Come Sunday afternoon, and there's all this Masters stuff on, and reliving the Masters and all that. And that's just.
Beetle, I told.
That's the bad one.
I told Jim. I told Hardy last night. I went and rewatched. Tyson Holyfield, the first one. And Billy's in there. Billy Lanny, big boxing guy. Yeah. That's when boxing was boxing, man. Those dudes swung, and they hit. Then I watched Lennox Lewis take on Tyson. Pretty damn good fights.
Yeah,
Tyson. Did you watch Hagler Hearns again yet or no?
Another good one. I've not watched that one. Sugar Ray back in the day. Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard Duran was a good one.
That Hagler Hearns fight 35 years ago this coming week.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good one. That's on YouTube. It's definitely on YouTube because I've watched it before many times. Yeah. All right. Well, we got today's takeaways, and we also have fake promos with it being a Friday. We'll do all that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.